Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dutch Leonard. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman, who is chasing the ball. Jamison reaches third base with a triple. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Jamison scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Haney moves to third. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Rourke for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive towards first. Burns reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Maynisch. Uhel reaches second base with a double. Fuchter moves to third. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Jamison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fuchter scores. Uhel moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a line drive towards short. Rigney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard can't make a play. That's a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Noon pinch hits for Dutch Leonard. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon strikes out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haney strikes out. The throw from Sewell to pick off Woodall, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jess Doyle now pitching. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney juggles the ball. That's an error on Haney. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Jamison hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. Spurgeon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wingo. Spurgeon reaches second base with a double. Uhel moves to third. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive towards short. Rigney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive towards third. Haney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a fly ball into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 1 in the game. Wingo takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Spurgeon. Wingo moves to third. Blue moves to second. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wingo scores. Blue moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-1, Indians. Johnny Bassler pinch hits for Larry Woodall. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler strikes out. Two outs. Les Burke pinch hits for Jess Doyle. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Bassler now catching. Ken Holloway now pitching. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Uhel covering. Safe. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter catches it and throws to first to double up Mainisch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive towards third. Haney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Myatt now catching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Wingo moves to second. Ben Carr now pitching. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Wingo moves to third. Blue moves to second. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 0-for-1 in the game. Bassler hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wingo tags and scores. One out. It's 4-3, Indians. Ty Cobb pinch hits for Ken Holloway. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Blue moves to third. Rigney moves to second. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 4, Tigers, 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Syl Johnson now pitching. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns strikes out. 2 outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuchter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-3 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wingo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Spurgeon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rigney hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Syl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-4 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Speaker moves to second. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Greg Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Hendrick pinch hits for George Burns. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Reynaud now playing first base. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Haney hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-4 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-4 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fuchter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0-for-1 in the game. Carr hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wingo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Blue bunts in front of the plate. Myatt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bassler hits a fly ball into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Spurgeon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Cyl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carr fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Haney hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 5 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Wingo hits a fly ball into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Fuchter hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0 for 2 in the game. Carr hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 6 in the game, with a double. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Jameson trying to get to third. Rigney throws to Haney who tags Jameson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bassler takes first base on ball 4. Syl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Haney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 4 in the game. With 2 walks. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Speaker moves to second. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Myatt strikes out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Stevenson is walked intentionally. Raynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 0 for 1 in the game. Note takes first base on ball 4. Speaker moves to third. Stevenson moves to second. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Feuchter takes first base on ball 4. Speaker scores. Stevenson moves to third. Node moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0 for 3 in the game. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. Mainisch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Node settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.